slain is to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain, it ain't a mistake, cause you choose your fate. Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I am sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It's Misha with Feels With Mish. If you guys are new here, welcome. We talk about feelings, understanding your feelings, mastering your feelings to become the best version of yourself. This is a different setup today, guys. So let me know, please, if you are a fan of the new audio. If not, we will do some adjustments. If you've been following my previous episodes, I was going through a healing and self-mastery moment where I was reflecting on my life and I was connecting dots and I was understanding why my life had happened the way that it did. And it's a very vulnerable and intimate moment that I shared with you guys. And I really shared it because I want you to be able to do your own healing work and see how the process is. It's so easy for me to share how to guide other people through their own process, but to actually witness somebody doing it themselves, knowing that we have the power to do that, knowing that we are so brilliant in that we have all the tools within us. It's an internal thing. Nobody has lived your life. Nobody knows what you've gone through. Nobody has the power to unlock those memories and heal from the things that you've gone through in your life, right? And so I've been following this law of assumption and self-concept work, and in understanding that our world is reflecting our thoughts, like really having that recognition of what that really means, I started to recognize how negative the story that I've been telling of myself is. And that's what led me into that moment of unlocking the door to my deepest rooted limiting beliefs. And from that, those moments where my life has led me and all the different difficulties that I've experienced, knowing that they were a physical manifestation of the story that I've been telling of myself and where that story came from. Now I see so many law of assumption coaches and you know, people saying you don't need to know exactly the memories and where they come from and why you're reacting to certain things. But I'm going to disagree with that, because we don't all learn the same. You know, it's like going to school. We're all learning at different levels. Some people are more creative in their learning. Some people are more visual learners. Some people are more mathematically gifted than others, right? We're all learning different. We all have a different way of going through this journey in life. And for me, having that understanding of the deep-rooted, you know, the deep-rooted story, where it comes from, and then being able to shift my mindset and see it from a different perspective, it just brought in so much healing, and it has expanded me to a greater place within myself. And so for those of you that have these really deep-rooted stories within you, and you hold the memory, right? Certain people, again, we're all learning differently in this human experience. We're all evolving differently. We're all growing differently. Some people have learned to detach so much from the memory that they wouldn't even be able to remember the memory to begin with. But myself, and maybe you, remember that the memories are so vivid that down to the smells and the colors that people are wearing, the clothes, the words, the faces of the strangers that maybe were around in the situations and things that you were dealing with, like from our earliest memories, my earliest being 2 years old. So for me, having such an attachment to the memory, I needed to dive into that memory to unravel it and see it from a different perspective in order for me to have that shift within myself. Now, if you resonate with my energy, we're more the anxious person. I'm no longer resonating with that. I'm no longer affirming that as my truth. But I grew up, if you've watched the past few two episodes that I posted about my mom's diabetes and how I had to step into this protective and, you know, survivor role and hero role, I had so much pent up energy inside of my little body. All I knew was chaos. All I knew was fight or flight. And this might be some of you. Maybe you had a parent that was on drugs or drank, or, you know, you just had so much fear and anxiety in the body. Maybe one of your parents was sick and you had to step into this, you know, this parenting role as a child. Maybe you just felt criticized so much by them that you were always walking on eggshells. Like, our bodies hold so much from childhood that if you grow up in your adult life and you haven't dealt with it, the body stores that energy as memories. And so this third part to the past two podcasts of healing that I've been sharing, this is a third part. This is the most important part. Yes, we've connected the dots from the past two episodes, but this episode, this is about nervous system regulation and how the body holds on to things as memories. So this is why you get triggered and your body reacts to something, right? You know, we have these emotional reactions to things, and I'll give you guys a good example. I was at yoga the other day, and my teacher was speaking with one of the girls in class, and she had asked her if she had ever done goat yoga. And my teacher immediately had like this, she like jumped back and she's like, yes, I've done goat yoga. But I had a terrible thing happen to me at goat yoga. So anytime anybody mentions goat yoga, I just remember all the bad things that happened to me at goat yoga. You see how memories hold energy, and words, we connect those words to those memories. And so when we're getting triggered, there's a reason we're getting triggered. It's a memory. It's something that we're storing in the body, in the memory, that's connecting us to that word, that moment, that smell, that feeling, right? And we do this stuff all the time. I mean, there's certain fragrances that might trigger you. They bring up a memory, or they make you remember somebody that you don't like, or something bad, or even something good. I mean, I'm just expressing the bad, but you could smell something and it could take you back to a memory that's really joyful and a good time in your life. You see, like, all of this stuff is stored memory. And so if you're and you're not even aware of this in your subconscious mind, that why you're being triggered to certain things is just a story that keeps getting triggered. It's a belief that keeps getting triggered. It's you remembering something in the body, in your subconscious mind, something filed away that you are not even aware of. It's not even in your conscious awareness that the reason why you're getting triggered is because it's something that's stored in the body. And if you're someone that's been in fight or flight your whole life, you've been in this very anxious, controlling, intense energy your whole life, then more than likely you have never known what it feels like to be calm. You've never known that calm, that peace, right? And we have to teach ourselves this peace. So I remember, like, I was always such an active child. So I had this kind of outlet for my pent up energy inside of me. I was in sports. I was in ballet 3 times a week. I was a runner. I did all type of playing around all outside throughout my whole childhood. So there was a lot of being able to release that energy. But as you get older and you have to work a job and you have to live a normal life in society, it becomes a burden to you to have this emotional reactiveness in this way that your body just is on defense all the time, hypervigilant, always looking and trying to figure out and be feeling safe and everything. And to function in society and be normal, with that type of energy pent up in the body, let me tell you, it is so freaking exhausting. I cannot tell you how many years I tried to exist a normal experience, working the jobs, having three jobs, working, going to nightclubs, like living in such an overly stimulated life when you're living in survival. And you just don't know what it ever feels like to be calm when your nervous system is on 1,000 all the time for years on end. You hit a breaking point. There will be a day where you will just hit a breaking point. And I just remember I hit a breaking point. There was many times I hit a breaking point, but being in survival, you just have to keep going. And it's freaking exhausting to live that way. I remember, you know, again, when you're chaotic inside, when you have that energy pent up inside the body, all these memories you're holding on to, all this fear and anxiety and stress and worry and all these really negative emotions that weigh you down, and you're on this defense and you're in survival, your nervous system is so overly stimulated. I remember when I was about 21 years old, I went to yoga, and it was my first class. And in yoga, I don't know, something happened. We were doing our stretches, and it was like the end of class, and we were laying there. And there's this part at the end of yoga, it's like the last song that they play, where they just have you lay down on the mat, and you're just still and quiet. And there's this calm music playing, and everybody's in their own world. Nobody is judging or looking at each other. We're all just in our own moment of peace. And I had never in my entire life felt that peace ever. And I just remember laying there, and tears were just pouring from my body, because I was having a release. Like, I could not control where the emotion was coming from or why the emotion was coming. I wasn't even having any thoughts of anything that were making me sad. It was just the emotion was just pouring out of me, because our bodies hold the emotion. And if you think of so many people walking around this world that are just miserable, or they're just overworked, they're just overdoing it, they're just always on the go, always hustling, always going, and they've never had a moment to just breathe and feel that peace. That was me. And I was in a very repelling energy because of that. I wasn't in an abundant energy. I wasn't a magnetic vibration. I wasn't this magnetic woman, this divine. And I was always this bright person and fun and this and that, but just my energy. I had so much anxiety and stress and worry that was just pent up inside the body. And so when I speak on nervous system regulation, it's about being present in the body and being able to feel the emotion in the body, releasing the emotion from the body, you know, instead of being reactive and, you know, having reactions to things and letting it take over. And I still have my moments. I really do. But I've gotten a lot better. Why have I gotten better? Because I've been able to release the emotion from the body. I'm present in my body now. Nervous system regulation. I'm able to observe myself in moments where I'm getting triggered. I'm doing things like yoga, meditation, practicing calmness, practicing detachment, being able to observe things in my reality that I'm not in favor of, but being able to be detached and release and surrender to an outcome. I'm doing things like breath work. Breath work is huge. It has changed things for me so much, because as an anxious person, you're not present in the body. Your energy is all over the place. So when you're breathing and you're present, you're feeling the breath in and out of your body, you're training yourself to be present in the body. That has been huge for me, so beneficial for me. as I've unlocked this new part of my journey in learning about law of assumption and self-concept, I asked myself, why is it so much easier for some people to change and have a shift in their mindset than it is for others? And again, this is where I speak of, we all learn differently. We're all different. We all have had a different journey. We're all experiencing different things in our life. And we could say that that's a limiting belief, absolutely. But I want to be able to help as many people as possible. And so this is from my experience as somebody that had a lot of stress and anxiety in my life. It was harder for me to shift into the positive story because of the emotional reaction that I had to the memories of my past. The things that have happened to me in my life hold much more of an emotional reaction and response than other people. Because if you've listened to my past podcast, I have two sisters that experienced the exact same trauma as me, but they have dealt with it completely different. From dealing with the trauma that we went through with my mom's diabetes, they both detached more and became more self-centered. And I focused outward on fixing the problem, fixing my mom, looking and being more present in other people's emotions and what other people are going through and what's going on around me than within my body. Because that's what an anxious, attached person would do, is they're going to be more hypervigilant to what's going on around them rather than being focused on the self, right? So where we have two of my sisters experiencing the same trauma, going a separate way and being more self-centered, being detached emotionally from the experience, the trauma and what we had gone through, the situation, they're able to then be more focused on the self. I was a complete opposite. So this is why I say we're all learning differently. We're all going through our life differently. Maybe you have siblings that you can also observe, and you know, their life is just as much important to your healing journey as yours is, because you're able to compare your experiences. And from that, you know, from that understanding as to why it's easier for some people to focus on the new story and change their mindset from the old story and focus on the new, is because they're detached from the emotional responses that they've experienced of the things in their life. We're all feeling things at a different capacity, right? Some people attach more to those, feel more into those experiences than others. I mean, you see it everywhere. There's more people, some people are more sensitive than others. Some people have a deeper intuition of things than others. And it's just that they're connected into their emotional body more than others. And so I had to have that recognition of how much of my life I've been emotionally holding on to the memories of things that I've experienced in my life. And then just retelling that story from those beliefs of myself and projecting it into my reality. And as I've been able to step back and really observe everything as a whole, the reason that I can do that is because I'm working on my nervous system regulation, where I'm able to be calm, cool, and relaxed, and really just present in my life, in my body, and you know, allowing myself to focus on the new story. And I'm really able to do that because I've had that shift in the perspective from connecting those dots and seeing how my life has played out and why it's played out the way that it has. But I have really never been able to stay focused on a positive story because of the energy that I've been holding on to of things that have happened to me in my past. And so now that I've had that shift in my mindset, I mean, the new story is the positive story, and it's dominant, and I'm just needing to persist in the new story. And when the old story comes up in my mind, what do I mean by the old story? It's the I'm unworthy, the I'm not important, I'm not a priority, right? I'm able to override that story with the thoughts of the news story because I'm regulated in my body. And even when I am triggered, I'm present. I'm experiencing that trigger, but I'm not trying to not be triggered. I'm just allowing myself to feel what I'm feeling. And then I can pinpoint why I'm feeling that way. Oh, well, that's just me not feeling important and me not feeling like I'm a priority. But that's not the truth. That's an old belief. So reprogramming in that new belief is to just keep reprogramming in the new thoughts. I'm always chosen. I am the most important. I am the top priority. I'm always a priority. And there's much evidence of that in my life, that I am so important, that I'm so valuable, that I am chosen, cherished, loved, and adored, you know? And in the old story, I didn't feel that way. So because I'm able to regulate myself emotionally and every day be prioritizing that peace within myself, then I'm able to focus on the new story because my mind isn't so chaotic. See, when you have all that extra energy inside the body, the triggers are so rampant and you're just self-sabotaging. And so when you can learn to calm yourself, calm your mind, calm your thoughts, then you're able to observe the old story and shift it into a new positive way of thinking in the new story. And it has completely changed my life. So I'm very excited. Feels with Mish, this is just the beginning of Feels with Mish. Feels with Mish is evolving every single day. This podcast has evolved many, many times over, and it just keeps evolving. And I'm so grateful for every single one of you. If you guys are interested in a personal session, you can email me booking@feelswithmish.com. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day because you absolutely deserve it. Try and explain this to the blind. May you wake up from a sigh. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.